Thanks for tuning in today. You're listening to the official podcast of First Alliance Church in Great Falls, Montana, creating passionate followers of Christ. Today's message is from lead pastor John Reese.
Good morning. Welcome to the house of the Lord this morning. It's great to see you here. We're going to be looking at a passage of scripture that Pastor asked me to preach on from my favorite book of the Bible, Romans. And we'll be looking at Romans chapter 8, verses 35 through 39. So if you want to open your Bibles and check that one out, you can do so. It's good to be here. Good to share the word of the Lord with you. And I know these passages have meant a lot to me, and I think they can mean a lot to you as well. But we want to welcome you and thank you for coming today. So we'll be reading in Romans 8, 35 through 39 in a minute. The title of the message is Nothing Can Separate Us from the Love of Christ. And to me, this is such a remarkable word of God that it just, I just can't let it lay. It just got to be a part of the heart. Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. Well, we've been looking through the book of Romans, and one of my favorite, it's really one of my favorite books of the Bible. And I think part of my interest in Romans is that it's written by Paul for the people who were like Paul. Paul was a Roman. And the Romans dominated and influenced the people of that age. Some of their influence likely even touches us today. In some ways, we share similarities to the Romans of Paul's day. We are part of the wealthiest, most powerful, most influential nation in the world, as were the Romans in Paul's day. However, even if we live in one of the greatest countries on the planet, we are not free from troubles. If you've been born on this planet, and I'm assuming everyone here can agree to that, and if you came into this world a human being, that's, I'm sure you are, you can be assured that at some time in your life, you will have to suffer the death of a loved one or will suffer a serious illness yourself. Perhaps you have lost a loved one through an accident or illness, or perhaps you have endured the loss of a job. Bad things happen. The old saying, man is born into trouble as sparks fly upwards. I don't know where I got that, but it sounds like there's an element of truth to that. The Apostle Paul refers to the circumstances of early Christians and Christians throughout history, really, in Romans 8, 35 through 39, and he writes, who shall separate us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? Boy, he covers the ground pretty good there. As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. And in verse 37, he says, no, in all things, In all things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels or demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation. He really covers the ground with this. Will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Now that's a fantastic, wonderful statement. We could wrap that up in a Christmas present, put a big bow on it, at the best ever. Previously in Romans, we have been reminded that we are sinners saved by grace through the work of Jesus Christ on the cross. God the Father demonstrated his love for us in his Son Jesus Christ, our Savior. Chapter 8 and previous chapters speak of victory over sin through Jesus. And we are more than conquerors by the work of Jesus Christ. We also have life through his Holy Spirit. The Lord proclaims, there is no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. I love that. There is no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. The believer trusting in Jesus will see future glories. God's words proclaim that his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, will help us in our weakness and in all things. In all things, God works for the good of those who love him. That is a fantastic statement. It's not my words, it's God's words. But we wonder, we worry, we question. Maybe you are a what-if person. In some respects, we are all what-if people. What if this happens? And what if that happens? And what if that happens? And what if this happens? What if it doesn't work? Etc., etc., etc. In chapter 8, we see Paul answering our what-ifs. This leads us to the greatest what if we see in this in verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or the sword? Now, if you look at Jesus' disciples, you can understand this question. They proclaim in verse 36, for your sake, we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. Now, historically, we don't know all the answers. What happened to the disciples? History is not perfectly clear, but as far as can be determined, all but John suffered unnatural and violent deaths. The disciple John died imprisoned. What does the Word of God say about this? In verse 37, no, in all things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Verse 38, the apostle says, for I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor demons, neither the present, nor the future, nor any powers, neither heights, nor depths, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen. Now, if I were a lawyer, I would call this a zipper clause, because it covers all things. What a joy. What a joy we have. We are conquerors through Jesus Christ. Nothing can separate you from the love of God in Jesus Christ. As a pastor, I had many opportunities to counsel people. Many who had been hurt by the sinful action of other people or of their own sin. Some would not give up their sinful actions and seek forgiveness and restorations. Others did give up living and acting in ways that were wrong in the Lord's sight. What I saw was that the wonderful forgiveness of the Lord, the restoration, the future blessings bring wonderful results in the lives of those who would sincerely seek forgiveness and restoration. They found blessings in their future. Unfortunately, those that didn't dragged their disasters around like a sack of rocks and lived sad and defeated lives. Life is not just a walk in the park. Life can be challenging, and Christians are now not an exception. Our set challenges may be different at times, but there will be challenges, disappointments, even disasters. However, praise be to God, we are not alone in our troubles. In all our trials and all our troubles, let us remember Romans 8:37. No, in all things, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, who loved us. Now, I love that. What a blessing to know the Lord. And let us remember that these words in Romans 8:37 do not say that we won't have troubles and trials. We will. What it says is that we are not alone in our troubles and our trials. The Lord is there with us. He's here with us now, and he will be with you tomorrow, and the day after, and after, and after. He may pull us out of a mess, or he may even allow a disaster. The Lord always allows us to experience the challenges of life, but not to hurt us, not to destroy us, but that we would turn to him, the giver of life, the sustainer of life, the future of life. And in all challenges, as well as in life's joys, we would turn to him. Knowing this, let us walk with Jesus in every situation. Whether those situations are pleasant or if those situations are disasters. Whether we are at fault or we are innocent victims. We are not alone. The Lord loves us and is there for us. The Lord is not ignorant of what happens in our lives. Sometimes He will rescue us. Sometimes He would have us learn from times of challenge. Sometimes He is giving us an opportunity to be His servant, bringing love and care and understanding and help to those in need. But please, please, please remember this. Walk with the Lord. Walk with the Lord, and He will walk with you. Whether it is easy times or challenging times, the Lord is there for you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, that every minute and every second of our day, Lord, You have us on Your heart. You love us, Lord. You came to draw us near to You, that we could have not just a good life, but a full life and a life for eternity. So, Lord, we thank You. We praise You. We thank You for our brothers and sisters to our right and to our left and in front of us and behind us, Lord. We thank You for our church, Lord, and its pastors. We pray that You would bless them, Lord. Bless us, Lord, and draw us ever closer to You, that we would see our all in all in Jesus Christ. We thank You, Lord, in Jesus' name.
We hope you are blessed by the message today. Follow us on social media to keep up to date with church news and events.